The city of Moose Jaw is continuing to expand its narrow streets parking project to include more roads that are less than 9 meters in width. City Hall launched a pilot project in 2015, with parking on one side of the street initially affecting Henley's Avenue to 9th Avenue Northwest from Caribou Street to Laurier Street. Council then approved expanding the project to all narrow roads in April 2022 and agreed to spend $31,500 to install new signs on 35 narrow streets. The changes are a safety measure that allows emergency vehicles, such as fire trucks and ambulances, sufficient access to properties on narrow roads while ensuring residents' safety. The National Fire Code of Canada states that fire trucks must be able to access one face of residential buildings, said Fire Chief Rod Montgomery. The project will allow all emergency services, fire, police and ambulance, to properly access residential properties, and our public works vehicles also need the room to properly clean and maintain those roadways. The streets where one-sided parking is fully in effect include 1000 Block 3rd Avenue Northeast, 1200 Block 3rd Avenue Northeast, 1300 Block 3rd Avenue Northeast, 1000 Block Chestnut Avenue, 1100 Block Chestnut Avenue, 900 Block Chestnut Avenue, 900 Block 2nd Avenue Northeast, 1000 Block Willow Avenue, 400 Block Ross Street West. City crews recently installed new signs on 8 more narrow streets restricting parking to one side. 800 Block 3rd Avenue Northwest, 900 Block 3rd Avenue Northwest, 1000 Block 2nd Avenue Northwest, 1100 Block 2nd Avenue Northwest, 1100 Block Redland Avenue, 1200 Block Redland Avenue, the first leg of 1200 Block 1st Avenue Northwest, the first leg of 1200 Block 2nd Avenue Northwest. New signage on the above roadways has been installed and parking is restricted to the west sides and prohibited on the east sides, while affected property owners receive delivered letters from the City of Moose Jaw in advance of the new restrictions. Visit www.moosejaw.ca/narrowstreets for more information. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.